Hi, pals! Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh.
Gosh!
And now, Disneyland Paris news.
Plaza Gardens now offer tea time. 5 pastries and a hot drink for 11 euros. Avengers Campus moves beyond the structural stage as facades and signage appear on several attractions.
Walt Disney Corporation had its Q3 earnings call this week, where it was revealed that Disney Parks revenue was up $1 billion. The rest of that sentence was from last quarter. That's kind of important, but I wanted to have the little pinky finger impact there.
I'm just doing this so I can recognise when it matches up here to do a little sound test.
Yeah, you see, we just started the show on time at 5:30.
With gusto and enthusiasm.
To go live, so we're starting again now.
Sounds all right to me.
Good.
We're here, we're on.
Do we sound okay out there in Chatland? Chat pals?
I hope so.
Team
well,
chat.
While they get a chance to get their fingers on the go, I will be telling you what we've got lined up for the rest of the show. So, in exactly 15 days, we are exactly 15 days away from our last minute post-lockdown Disneyland Paris trip. So, we're going to give you a rundown on our plans so far, plus tips and tricks for organising a last minute trip during the pandemic, because I feel like most people who are organising trips at the moment are doing so, you know, on a bit of a wish and a prayer, and it's been very strange for us, so we're going to run down some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got some subscriber milestones to celebrate, we've got updates on our fundraising goals, but first we always talk about the news. Not much going on this week, guys.
No, I found myself reading out an advert for Plaza Gardens. Pastries and a hot drink for 11 euros. I felt like a corporate shill.
But I will just say, when I was compiling the news, I largely do it from Twitter and Disney Parks blog. That's my main things. And for ages, it's been so grim. It's been bad news, or it's been construction, which I suppose is good, and then it's been new regulations. But this week, I feel like we turned a corner, because there was loads of content on Twitter, but it was people. It was people riding Dumbo, and it was people riding... It was shots of the train. It was beautiful shots of the castle. It was Instagram shots of snacks. And this is what we've been longing to see. So even though it's not like news, don't think that's because there's a lack of action, because stuff's happening out there. You know, the plants are growing. It's like spring when you first get the seedlings peeking through the soil. Stuff's going on at Disneyland Paris, and I couldn't be happier about it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things going on at Disneyland Paris is Plaza Gardens now offer tea time.
Sorry, I'll let you off.
Plaza Gardens.
What did I call it?
Plada.
Plada Gardens.
Oh, that was a tongue issue, not a knowledge issue.
I don't think it was worth the...
I also just said itu as well, but there you go.
Manchester says cloudy beer. I take it that means loud and clear.
I hope so.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Was he putting his order in for tea time? I kind of feel like this was a French attempt at translating high tea.
It's a French attempt called an attempt.
I mean, it sounds like what you get in the hotels if you go club level.
Is that it, club level?
Yeah, you can go and help yourself to whatever you want of it, but basically in the afternoons they've got lots of pastries there and you can go and pick them up.
I don't think for a
She was told about banging.
I've been told, about
told not to tap.
I like to punctuate my points with taps on the table, and I get in trouble from the watchdogs over here. But I think this is offered between 3:30 and 5:30. You can't reserve it. It is first come, first served, and it is limited capacity. It doesn't affect booking the actual meals. Lunch and dinner are still served at the normal time. This is sort of between times. I feel at that time in a theme park, sit down service, 5 pastries, hot drink, 11 euros. That sounds reasonable price and a reasonable offering to me. I think I'd be very grateful for that.
You know what the danger is, though, don't you? I have to be the one to say this.
Go on.
Well, if a lot of people like to do it, you're going to end up queuing for a long time because it takes forever to make the hot drinks. Mm.
No, but this is
I know I'm a misery about it, but it's true.
No. This is a sit-down table service thing.
I think
you might be sitting there waiting for your hot drinks for a while, but at least you've got some pastries to gnaw on.
True. I wonder how big they are.
I was laughing when I read that out because there's something really amusing to me about being very specific about food. It always makes me kind of cringe and like sometimes if you're in a queue at a fast food place, if Lucy goes, "What are you getting?" I don't like going because the only answer to that is a burger, some chips, and I'm just saying food. So sometimes I just laugh at her and shrug and I just go, "You'll see." So that's why I started laughing when I read that out because it's like five pastries and a hot drink. Yeah, does anyone else
very
get
specific.
This?
Not yeah. six. Yeah. It's not four.
Does anyone else get this weird? Probably not.
No, it's just you, Hugh.
Mm. You've got many uniquenesses. Right, but yeah, I'm happy for that. It would add up if you, because often if you do high tea deals in the UK, it's kind of if six people for one price, but one person for another price. Now, this is just flat, so six people would be 66 euros and 30 pastries. And at that point, it starts to seem a little bit daft, doesn't it? But for two of you or three of you, I think that's
do you think it'll feel like afternoon tea? You know when you get afternoon tea and you get like a cake stand with cakes and sandwiches and all that sort of stuff? This is five little pastries and a coffee in a plastic cup.
Afternoon tea.
How do you know it's in a plastic cup?
Well, I'm just guessing. I'm generalising. I'm just saying that I don't... Well, maybe it will, I suppose, if it's a sit-down thing. But... Do you go and have a sit-down meal of five pastries? It just seems a bit odd. The whole thing just seems a bit odd to me.
You each get five pastries. It's a lot of pastries.
It is if they're like full-size pastries.
I mean, there won't be Danishes, will they, like that? I feel like we're getting really into the mud on this one.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
We're into the weeds on this one, guys.
The first person who can get there and have tea time at Plaza Gardens, tell us what it's like. In fact, I'm sure it'll be on Twitter within the week.
I want like an
sure
hour-long review of the five pastries and
bite
a hot drink.
By bite.
Hey.
Me and my friend Dan did like an hour-long podcast about a Frey Bentos pie.
Wow.
You've never heard such detail. I'd seek it out. Just go on YouTube and search for competent
theatre
podcasts pie. Or my name, you might find it. I don't know.
Maybe
I'll tweet it.
Shall we make this one of our bucket list things for the week after next, or not?
No.
I mean, there are six of us going, so that comes to what I'm saying about 66 euros and 30 pastries.
Or three of you don't want a hot drink, so you just share pastries.
I wonder if you could do
that.
I bet
that's not allowed.
Probably not.
The kids wouldn't drink hot drinks anyway. Right, let's put that one to bed till we know more. Avengers Campus moves. Now, every single week, guys, there is news on Avengers Campus. Mm-hmm. And I stopped putting it in the news because it was just coming monotonous. You know, this building's risen another foot and that's come up. But I kind of feel it's time for an update. And also, it's getting very real and visual now because the cladding on that beautiful sort of undulating front of what's going to be the Iron Man coaster, which I think is going to be called Avengers Headquarters, but it's going to have the Iron Man coaster inside it. And they've started putting the metal cladding on that, so that looks really real. They've put the Stark Industries sort of stencil signage on what was the Blockbuster Cafe. They haven't actually changed the stonework that much, but it works. If you look, it's very much like it is in California. So the show building for Spider-Man is... I haven't been telling you this for weeks, but that looks pretty much structurally complete. The platform for the Quinjet is... We can see it's happening.
We're excited for that Quinjet.
There's no Quinjet yet, but
everyone
you
loves the Quinjet.
Platform. So
icon of cinema.
So it's there's still no opening date yet, but I'm really also looking forward to peering over the construction walls at that next week, seeing what we can see.
You have to get some footage for the show.
I am definitely. Well, we're definitely going to be vlogging again.
Oh.
We're going to do some general trip vlogs, but I'm also going to do a few more specific things, reviews of certain places and things like that. So maybe there'll be a construction one. I haven't really decided. We'll see if we go. But if you've got anything you really want me to look at or do or whatnot, let me know. We will get it done.
I want you to go and get 5 pastries and a coffee, please.
as Matt Chester thought, pasties.
Oh, gosh.
He said, I was thinking,
you won't be able to walk afterwards,
would you? He said, I was thinking, this is Mark in the chat, he says, I was thinking Cornish, not Danish. Stupid Chester. I suppose the giveaway was pastries, not pasties.
Not pasties. Pasties. Yeah, but we're a pasty nation, aren't we? We're a nation of pasty pasties.
I don't like a pasty.
Not even a sausage, bean and cheese one.
Oh, I love one of those.
There's a pasty for everyone here.
I normally get 2 of those, actually. I get 2. Yes.
Greg's also do some nice festive sort of turkey and cranberry stuffing pasties.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Other bakeries are available.
Are you even British if you've not got a favourite pasty?
Yeah.
I just back to the tea towel. We can't leave it, can we? You thought this wasn't news.
I'm sorry, food news.
But a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Hugh brought it up. Somebody said at 4 o'clock in the UK at 4 o'clock everything stops for tea.
It was like a fact on. It wasn't a documentary, but it was like maybe it was a YouTube video or something, or maybe even an animated series or something like that. Mm. And they said, might not know this, but in England everything stops at 4 o'clock for tea and scones, or maybe they just said tea, and I think
they just said tea.
No, it doesn't.
But even then we're like, no, not ever, not even like my grandparents' generation do I remember that being a thing. It just isn't. But I just wonder, because the marketing it as tea time, and it's between 3:30 and 5, I just wonder if they think that they're getting into some kind of British niche that they're more aware of than the British people.
And all those anti-vaxxers who are desperate to go to Paris but aren't going to be allowed are going to go and get vaccinated now just so they can go
It's like we need to get the British people back over the channel. How should we do it? Let's offer them tea time.
What?
And they're offering pastries, not pasties. So it shows how they don't know us.
I want to say, before we carry on, hello to Sarah in the chat. She's new to the chat.
Hi, Sarah. Love a new friend.
She's come over from Instagram. Loved the Disney Magic Cruise vlogs. 29 days till she goes.
Ooh. Oh, yay!
She says, and this is the thing that I thought was funny, because it kind of ties into something from a couple of weeks ago. I didn't realise there were 3 of you. Looking forward to future video. Now, it's like, because a couple of weeks ago, someone came to the chat. Hello, if you're back with us, this chap, I think it was a chap.
It's called Andrew, wasn't it?
And he just said, who's the guy on the right? And we're like, well, that's Chris. He's always here.
It's a two-household one.
We all live in 37 Disney Street. Yes. Chris lives in the
the allegorical
in the Wakefield wing.
Yes,
because it just so happens that the council line straddles the middle of the house. So Chris is on one side of the house, and we're on the other. So
it's unheard of.
But
so we all live together in the same house with our families.
We contribute as a team. It just so happens that you've jumped on. As we went on the cruise, I think, and so we've been a little bit more visible because I've been doing run-up to cruise videos and those cruise things. But this is our guy.
I don't really vlog either. I'm more of a podcast person generally. So the reason you're seeing my face is because we now podcast live like this.
Yeah, but you're the podcaster and he's the techie.
I am.
And none of this would happen without the techie.
I push buttons.
He has his gadgets.
Yes.
I make drinks. Chris, would you like a drink?
Well, shall I play the jingle?
Yeah, do the jingle.
See, this is me pressing buttons. Watch, Sarah. Look, what?
Hey, ole, it's your time.
Hold together.
Your tiki, 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 tiki cup. In your tiki, 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 tiki cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage. I'll drink it up from your tiki, 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 tiki cup.
Chris, today, I brought these down. Susie got one of these. Susie's sometimes here. Hi, Claire. Claire's first time in the chat, too.
Hi, Claire. Have you got any trips planned, Claire?
She hasn't missed a DLP trip chat yet. We're just getting into the important business of a drink. I brought these. Susie got me one of these. Lucy got me this one. I'm having this one, Chris, because it's bigger.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, this is we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. It's the spiced rum, Caribbean rum with roasted pineapple. But I also went back at the weekend and got the coconut and vanilla one.
I love those labels.
Those like the very Pirates of the word. Caribbean, aren't they?
You
very
can't, you can't see really them. See them on the screen there, but anyway.
They're very vintage looking.
But if you want to find it, it's the Manchester Drinks Company.
Tweet them, Hugh, tweet them.
Oh, can I be bothered? Now, Chris, don't tweet Chris, do you want yours with an own brand Lilt or with a strawberry and watermelon?
What would you recommend? Oh, strawberry and watermelon sounds good though.
Will it go with the pineapple?
I don't know, probably not.
It's up to you.
Just you do whatever you're you're thinking.
So I'll be doing that. And
he offered you it and then totally knocked you down.
Not too much.
Because you're driving back to the other side of the house.
I've got to drive back to the other side of the house.
I'll let you judge how much to put in. Right, anyway, that's that over because Lucy doesn't like this bit. So we can crack on with the rest of the show.
No, it's important, because I'm drinking my KFC leftovers, which is...
Mark said you were
a corporate shill.
No, Squire. Product placement. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Sponsored by the chicken company. Enough right. Of that. So the Walt Disney Corporation had its Q3 earnings call this week. Would you like to know what we found out?
Yes.
Okay.
That hit me.
Sorry.
They've made $17 billion on the quarterly revenue. $17 billion on the quarterly revenue. That's $1 billion up from last quarter. But importantly, it's the first profit generating quarter for the US parks.
Right.
However, international parks lost $210 million.
She can barely say it.
I know, I'm emotional about that. $210 million. That's not much.
Do you know what? I can't believe I'm saying that, but that doesn't sound like a lot.
No. It doesn't. In Disney
you can
money,
get that back with a film.
Yeah, in Disney money, that's not terrible. It's retrievable. Now over the course of the pandemic, it's getting into billions and billions and billions. But it just shows that they're finally generating profit in the US parks. They're only a smidge down internationally. It was hopeful, but not rosy, shall we say, because they're still not generating what they should and could have done. And they've got the 50th anniversary coming up in Florida. They've got the 30th coming up in Paris. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, excuse the Yorkshire phrase, kicking the pants up in head office.
A little worried.
A little worried.
We'll bleep that out.
I'm not doing that. That's too much work.
Okay. But yeah, it's all right. It's all right, guys. It's not as bad as it sounds. They more or less said that a lot of these park reservations, they've revealed the new annual passes. They've revealed the for Disneyland, which involve limited numbers of park reservations, and they revealed, they've started Premier Access in Paris, and I can't remember how the question was phrased to Bob Chapek, but let me put it into my terms. Will this nickel and diming continue? Yes, it will, while I'm in charge. So, you know, buckle up, guys. There's going to be lots of added expenses from now on.
Yay!
It is what it is. It's a privilege, not a right, to go on Disney holidays. It's unfortunate, but at the same time, we've got to see that I'm sure they've been decimated more than we even know.
Well,
in
they've
many
got
ways.
Pay Scarlett Johansson, haven't they, before anything else?
Hi, Nathan. He's been listening on Spotify for a few months, but never got around to catching us live. But
hi, Nathan.
Hello. Thanks for keeping me sane during the saga of a Disney holiday limbo.
Oh, man, I'm feeling your pain.
It's going in December 21.
That's excellent. This year.
This year, yeah. just,
that's what it's come to. I didn't even realise. So, I mean, is that like a rescheduled one, Nathan? Or was that always the plan? Or is that in place of another Disney holiday? Just let us know. And Hugh will keep his eye on that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I will.
This right. is very nice, Hugh. Very nice.
Yeah, this coconut.
It's got an almost
it's great.
Bonfire toffee kind of burnt sort of cindery flavour to it. It's very
and
nice.
Smelling what you're stepping in.
Mm-hmm. But it's gone straight to my head on a couple of sips.
Oh, dear.
So can I sleep on your sofa?
I have to. Well, yeah. Our shared sofa in the house that we all live in.
The half of the sofa that's in your side of the house.
Yeah.
This is just too confusing, isn't it?
It is. Right. So should I just feel like this is me carrying on talking then. Let me know if Nathan tells us about his trip, because I'm always, I love other people.
He might not want to. You don't have to, Nathan, if you don't want
private,
to.
Private, my private. Mm-hmm. Like, it's between me and my dog. Right.
Kia Ora.
Yeah. Good spot. Okay, the pandemic planning. Let's get onto this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get onto this. So if you have been listening for a few months or longer, thank you, Nathan. You'll know that we have had Florida kind of dangled in front of us, you know, like a cat with a cat toy, for over a year now. And in the midst of it, we had to make the decision to cancel our Disneyland Paris annual passes because they were forcing us to make a decision within a week at the time. They then extended that deadline, which I was furious about. But we cancelled our Disneyland Paris passes because we thought that Florida would get in the way. Florida is out of here and we are going to Paris. We did go over this last week. But we're trying to plan this with, at the time of planning it, it was exactly 3 weeks away from the date that we were planning on going, which is one of the shortest we've ever planned a trip. I don't think it's the shortest, but it's one of the shortest. We're also trying to do it with another family, and we're trying to do it under extremely tight restrictions. So I thought it would be interesting if any of you are planning on going in August, September, October, or if you think you might do, now that you can, you're like, I might just do that, especially if you live down south and you can drive there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you some of the difficulties that we've come up against. I can see Nathan's replied. When's he going?
What's originally booked for December 2020, postponed until June 2021. Mm-hmm. That one was also postponed until December 2021, and here we are. I'm feeling hopeful.
Very similar to us, then, I guess.
That is.
Very similar.
Yeah, because you had March this year.
We were March this year, then it was moved to June, and now it's February next year. But don't tell the kids.
No. I had to remind Lucy that before we went to the party. I was like, oh, we can't mention that, can we?
We keep nearly telling them. But especially at the moment, our thing on a night is, for the half hour before they go to bed, we sit on our bed and we watch stuff from Disneyland Paris, whether it's vlogs or ride-throughs or whatever, and we take it in turns what we're going to watch. And Laura and I find it very difficult not to spill the beans.
Yeah, because you want to go, oh, we'll go on that in February. Yeah.
Exactly. It's always next time we go, if we ever arrange to go again, which isn't going to be for a while, I don't think.
Right. So the first thing that I hate about planning Disneyland Paris trips is how to get there, because it's all fun budgeting money for your hotels and your park tickets, and you're like, oh, I've got to pay for airfare. Now, I'm always up for driving, and we make a thing of it in a trip, but we're going with another family this time, and it was generally decided.
We weighed up the... You normally weigh up the convenience and the cost, but after adding, like, because like the tunnel was more, there was fees here and there and everywhere, and it was starting to balance out where the flight was kind of comparable, and even if it was a bit more, the convenience factor was worth more than the extra cost. So we have in the end decided to fly, but like we have to wear special masks. Don't we? We have to buy very specific masks.
I got them out to show you, and I bet I moved them.
I don't see them.
Oh, I'll have a look. Are the problems we got. Sorry,
what?
Chris.
No, I was just going to say, what's border control and stuff like at the moment? Do we know? What's it like at an airport, you know, post-Brexit?
I mean, this is one of the things I am definitely going to vlog, because I myself am interested, and I've struggled to find other vlogs that will show me. Now, I've tried before when I did Run Disney to sort of film myself going through the airport. You're not allowed. No. There's so many areas you're not allowed. But I am going to make an effort to find areas where I am allowed to film, to sort of give you a running commentary of what's just happened and what we're about to do, because I really want to know. I will say, if you are double vaccinated, you need to be able to prove it with your NHS app. But you don't need to test before you go, and if you're under 18, you don't. So on the way there, there's no test, no quarantine. It's just being able to show our NHS apps, which we can do. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk a little bit about the difficulties we had with booking it. We decided to do airfare. Hugh's already touched on the fact that the tunnel was more expensive. I'm not 100% sure whether that is because we're booking last minute, because it's a popular week, or because it's demand, because there's fewer other options. Mm-hmm. Because things like ferries are at reduced capacity, planes, you know, all this. But whatever it is, the cost has been driven up. So that became more expensive. So we decided to fly. And we usually fly from our local airport, which is Doncaster, and Flybe have gone bust. So we can't go from Doncaster anymore. And then there was the option of flying from Leeds Bradford, which is the next closest. Jet 2 are not resuming flights till September. So that went. So we're having to go with Air France, which is a bit more expensive, from Manchester, which is a bit more difficult to get to. Mm. So I'm mentioning this to you guys, because if you're not planning one yet, you might not have looked into it. But be careful, because your usual airline just might not be running at the moment. Your usual airport, usual airline. So we're going from Manchester. And the next thing is Magical Shuttle is not running until, I think it's October. Oh. They have given a date.
So you've got to walk from the airport.
So it's private transfers from the airport. Mm-hmm. Now, again, to be fair, because there's six of us, we've done the maths before, and paying per person on Magical Shuttle or getting a private hire vehicle that'll fit six of you in, it tends to be cheaper to get the private hire. Mm-hmm. Whereas if there's only two of you, it's better to get the shuttle. So I think we would have done anyway. Yeah. But you need to know that option is off the table. And then, yeah, we've got to have special masks on the airport. You can't wear your normal masks. But it's everyone over nine, I think, so our kids don't have to.
I want to find these masks.
Yeah. We all going to hunt the masks?
Well, no, let's not.
Look, you know, I'm going to do this. Look, it would be what I'm wearing.
It would be better if one of us wore
them. I think that I might have put them on the thing. We don't want to do that. No, they're not in there. You're okay.
That was it. I've shown my shirt. Shown my 37 Disney Street t-shirt, which, by the way, was pulled from Tee Public this week, along with everything else, by the Disney Corporation. So
we got copyrighted.
Nobody's bought any, except me. But yeah, all gone. Can't buy them anymore.
Gone. Right, Hugh's still hunting, so I'm...
I can see them.
Oh! He's going.
He's going to disappear behind the magic.
No. Like I say, I've been trying to find out what it's going to be like in airports. My parents went to Spain a couple of weeks ago. Haha. Right. It's not showing.
Slick, Hugh. Slick. We got. They're completely transparent. On the
we
screen.
Just got a pack of 10.
They were behind the Doom buggy.
Like I say, there's a few of us going. But they are called FFP2NR masks. And that was specified on the website. And it's these kind of. Do you want to model one for me, Hugh?
Oh, yeah, basically? I know them, yeah.
How do you describe that? Well, they're just kind of...
The beaky.
Flattering.
Those ones.
So, this is what I sound like in one.
It kind of looks like an oxygen
mask.
It's
like the triangle white beaky medical ones. And they would only accept FFP1, FFP2 or FFP3. They wouldn't accept any others, so you can't wear your own sewn one. That's not the case in the parks. That's Air France. Other airlines may differ. I'm just letting you know.
Your mileage may vary.
So, according to my ma and my pa, it was chaos in Leeds Bradford Airport 2 weeks ago, but it was quite calm in Malaga. And I just think it's a bit of a lottery, and it's mainly to do with them being understaffed and having and lack of training time, because they've got so many new procedures. So the staff are really struggling, basically.
Because it's all open up just in time for holiday time, and people are booking and going.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of this.
And I think they've been given a lot of lip. Please don't give these people lip. It's not their fault. So we are going to
unless they're really asking for it.
I don't know if this is helpful to the airline or not, but we're going to arrive an hour and a half before we would normally arrive, just in case. And I'm kind of like, if it's a problem, we need to just kind of linger outside and go for a walk, or if it's mental. But, you know, planes aren't setting off on time, because I'd rather be there earlier than late in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. But we will keep you posted on what that is like. Right, the next thing is, we managed to get a super last-minute deal from Centre Parks, the Centre Parks EU website. Highly recommend it, because this deal was not being honoured on the Disneyland Paris website. Now, often, when Disneyland Paris deal with third-party vendors, any discounts or offers kind of carry over from one to the other. So they're offering the same thing. But in this instance, we got the super last-minute one, which was more than 50% off.
Whoa.
So it was, I think it was €1,200... for a three-bedroom cottage, which is going to house two families of three, there's six of us, two children, four adults. So it's like, it's under £500 per family, basically. I think it's like 470 something.
Brilliant.
For accommodation for 6 nights as well. That's not like 5 nights, but that's not a package. So the other family are buying 4-day tickets, and we are buying 1-day tickets, which we are then updating to annual passes. This brings us on to another difficulty you guys need to be aware of, because this has occupied my week trying to find this out. If you are staying in a Disneyland Paris hotel, you do not need a park reservation, because your reservation is factored into the numbers. If you are staying off-site, you need a park reservation. And we couldn't work out whether Village Nature was a Disneyland Paris hotel or not.
Oh.
And then we figured out that it was, but we hadn't booked through Disney, and we couldn't find out if that made a difference. And I've tried live chat, I've tried ringing them, and you have to ring France, it's going to cost me a fortune, and I was on hold for an hour, and then I didn't get through to them anyway, and all this kind of thing. In the end, some people on Facebook had had the same problem, and they had screenshot the answer from their live chat, from their emails that they'd done. So I've got screenshots of someone else's answer, but it's the answer is, if you either print off your reservation or you have your Centre Parks wristband that you get to go in the pool and stuff, you can use that. Now, that mattered to us, just to clarify, because we were only buying 1-day tickets, so we couldn't get park reservations for the other 4 days.
Right.
So we would have bought these annual passes and then been screwed and not been able to get in the following day. But in theory, we should be able to, and I'm telling you now, I'm still stressed about that.
But if not, the others can go and have a lot of fun. And,
yeah.
And we can go to the village.
They're sorted. They belt and braced it. They bought the tickets, they got the hotel reservation, and they made park reservations anyway because they were able to, and they did it just in case.
They can go in for an hour, come out, give us the passes,
and
then they can wait.
No.
Do people do that? Is that possible?
I mean, that's what magic bands are about in America. You know, you have to do your thumbprint.
Yeah.
Was to stop people doing that. I don't know what they do in Paris.
Well, they'd struggle, wouldn't they? Because it's just
a card. It's just a...
Mm. No, I'm not advocating that, but, you know, no? They might want to look at that.
So,
Sarah says, are you looking forward to seeing the Sleeping Beauty's castle refurbishment? Where we were just saying today, we're not sure we've told the other family that we're going with that the castle is covered, because they might not know.
They're going to cancel the holiday.
It's likely that they don't know it's covered up.
We are really excited about it. Every time I see a picture on it of Instagram or Twitter, I always say to you, do you know I actually like it like that? That looks really cool. Some of the pictures look really quirky and cool. But
especially with bits of it showing as well. Mm. That were like, yeah, I think it was.
And there's angles cool. And there's flower bed shots, and it's starting the sky's looking good.
It's a way of making it, you know,
different.
A unique trip.
But
so going, oh, that's that time that happened.
But
and also the real castle isn't covered up. The real castle's absolutely fine.
The best castle in all the Disney parks.
Yeah,
in
Queen of Hearts Castle
in Alice's Curious Labyrinth.
You know, Lucas asked me the other day, we were watching a walkthrough of Alice's Curious Labyrinth, and he said, Daddy, which do you think is the best castle at Disneyland Paris? And I said, well, I think they're both good castles. I said, in fact, I think all three of them are nice castles, because I quite like the castle in the storybook land as well. Mm. But,
yeah.
And he said, I know what you're going to say, Daddy. I said, yeah. Yes, damn right.
But yeah, our friends were going with the Disney Virgins, and it just, in the madness of it, they were meant to come to Florida with us, but in the madness of it, I forgot to mention it. So we must tell them, because it could be a bit of a...
Manage their expectations.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
After the fact.
Yeah. As we go, oh, by the way, the castle's under scaffolding as we're walking through the walking through the gates. Right, the other thing is, I haven't been able to book any restaurants. Now, I always advocate to you to be on the phone, or these days you can go on the app at 60 days, and this is why.
Because we tried to book Jack's, didn't we?
Yeah.
For the first time. We're like, let's give it a go. Let's just try it. Couldn't get a booking.
Well, this is our bucket list, is Captain Jack's. I'm still going to go on the first morning and go to City Hall and say anytime this week.
Last time we were there,
because we'll go for lunch, or tea.
There was a guy outside with a clipboard, and he basically went, yeah, I think we can fit you in.
I think we're still going to try it, but there is zero availability all week for the entire week when we're there. And I even tried, because we've only got the others have only got 4-day park tickets, but we're going for 6 nights. Mm. So I tried the days we weren't planning on going, thinking, should we change our reservations? There's nothing. And I haven't tried places like we don't want to go to Chez Remy and stuff. We've been before. But I thought, I'm just going to see what it's like elsewhere. And it's the same. We can get in Plaza Gardens. But we're using it as a chance to go back to Annette's, because Annette's is one of the few places that doesn't take reservations. It's a queuing thing. Probably have to queue forever. But we had poor service and wrote it off. And I think that this is a good... It's been a few years, and it's a good chance and opportunity to go back. And I think the kids will like it, and I think the other couple, it's a good place. So we're going to try Annette's, but we are going to still persevere with Jack's. But that's a cautionary tale to you. Get your restaurants booked at 60 days, because we're done for. We can't get anything.
We're done for.
We're done for.
The Dunn family.
So, oh, we're talking of Dunn for.
They're here. The Dunn family, the Dunn for. He just told his daughter about our daddy-daughter trip September 12th.
Oh, nice.
When you're going, just tuned in. We're going in 2 weeks.
I just read your message there, and
suddenly,
because Hugh said, "Oh, the Dunn family have turned up." I read the top; it has just sold my daughter, so I thought that was why you were late.
Just sold my daughter.
Had to barter for a while. Yeah. Had to work him down.
I'm glad that wasn't the case.
Right, let's get on to the end now. Returning home. Ooh, I'm already sad. I haven't even been yet. You have to fill out, and this was the same for Spain with my parents, and then I checked, and it's the same for France. You have to fill out a passenger to return to the UK. Mm-hmm. So this is UK government rules, not French rules. You have to fill out a passenger locator form, and you have to do a test 3 days prior to returning to the UK. So in the middle of our holiday, we're going to have to do a PCR test. And then 2 days after returning. But on your passenger locator form, you need to be able to write the barcode of the day two PCR test. So you need to have ordered it before you go, so that you have the barcode to put on your passenger locator form before you arrive back in the country. Makes it a little bit topsy-turvy. But if you're double vaccinated, you don't have to do your day eight. So if you're not double vaccinated, you have to quarantine, you have to do a day two or day eight. If you are double vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine, but you do still have to do your day two test.
I bet some people would listen to this and go, oh, I was thinking of going, do you know what?
I can't be bothered.
No, thanks, not for me.
Well, it's £55 each.
That's what I was going to ask, is it at cost?
It's right. The cheapest we can find is £55 each, and that's for the day two one. I don't even know how much the one in Disneyland Paris is going to cost, or what the deal is, or funnily,
couldn't you just fudge the system and order one off the government website and yeah, not pay for it?
That's the other thing, is these companies offer holiday kits where you order one in the UK, you take it with you to do 3 days before. But I am going to look into, but they're doing them at Sequoia Lodge, aren't they? So I'm going to look into what the deal is there, because they might actually have a deal on visitors, you know, if you've got park passes. I haven't looked yet.
Nice excuse to go to Sequoia Lodge if you're not staying there.
Absolutely.
And it's shut at the moment.
Beautiful place.
Oh, well.
The only way you can get to Sequoia Lodge.
Sounding better and better.
So I'm going to look into that first. But our friends were going to, this text message has been happening during the show. Well,
I thought you were distant.
I sent it before the show started, but she's just replied. I was explaining about the day two, the 3 days before the day two, and she says, what if you test positive while you're still in Paris? And I said, quarantine. And she went, in Paris or the UK? And I was like, I don't know.
Well, you're not going to be allowed to fly if you're positive, yeah, it'd be in Paris.
So if that test is positive,
then you stay in Paris, you have to pay for a hotel for, what, how many days? 10 days?
Yeah.
Depending on what the rules are.
I mean, that's if we test positive, though.
That's if we test positive.
But what if one of us tests positive? Can the rest fly back?
Bye. Au revoir.
So these are sticky businesses.
Bye, Bonnie.
I have no answer to that. Oh, the Dunn family say they think it's €45 at DLP.
Yeah, the one at...
Well, that's cheaper than the UK one, though.
The one in the village was €45. Mm. But there's a different price for French nationals to visitors as well.
Right.
Because there's an admin fee on top of that, another €20, I think.
Downtown restaurant for us, Dunn family are saying. Do you mean going into Val d'Europe, or is that a restaurant I don't know about? Downtown restaurant.
They're not going to answer straight away.
Let's see what it says.
That's it. That's the problem with live chats. It's not very live.
We keep forgetting, don't we? Like, you sit here and ask someone a question in the chat, but then they could be 2-3 minutes behind.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they could.
We book Marvel. See, I don't think that's an answer to that question.
Oh, Downtown Restaurant.
Oh, Marvel, yes, there we
is
go.
In
yes.
the, is in the Art of... No, it's in the Art of Marvel Hotel. And yes, that's booked up as well, because we wanted to book that, because you've talked about heard us talk about this little Spider-Man fan that we know. Mm. That's the three-year-old who's coming with us. So we wanted to take him to the Hotel New York, even though we weren't going there. So we were going to try and book, yes, the restaurant in there, which we now know is the Downtown Restaurant, but that was booked up as well. But again, we are going to try it. Mm. We're still going to go and go to guest services or whatever and see if we can get in.
Mark reckons they're supposed to be staying at the DLH, but thinks it might get bumped to Art of Marvel Hotel.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's happening this year, is it?
No, it isn't, definitely. And I think you've got a really good deal there, because then you can go back to the DLH when it's redone, and it'll all be spangly and gorgeous, and you get to stay in this, because it's very overpriced at the moment, is Marvel. I understand why everyone's booking it, because we really wanted to, but it's like, you're staying there, aren't you?
We are staying there. We changed our Sequoia booking for the Marvel Hotel, because we just thought, you know what? Why not?
The dates we were looking at were eye-watering. Like, really eye-watering.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad for us. In fact, I've looked at the same date. I probably said this a couple of weeks ago. I looked at the same dates that we're going for the Marvel Hotel, and it would cost us a grand more than it's costing now without food. We got a good deal.
Yeah,
we got
you
a really
did.
Good deal, because we jumped in really early.
You did. You checked the price like the morning it went on sale, didn't you? And then messaged your travel agent.
Laura had messaged me before 8 o'clock to tell me the prices were this, and I said, "Oh, that's not too bad." It's
no flies on Laura.
It ended up being 13 pence more than what we'd already got booked to Sequoia. So it worked out quite well.
That's beautiful.
Wouldn't have paid it myself.
No, I know you wouldn't.
Chris, before I forget.
Yeah.
Is your bottle opener from the Disney cruise?
Oh, thank you. Look at that. Oh, I'm excited. I love it.
Yep. And if you don't need another bottle opener, pin it up somewhere. It's nice.
I'm going to use it.
It's cute, isn't it?
I'm going to make use of
that. Oh, for any listeners, I've just handed Chris a bottle opener with a Mickey-shaped anchor bottle opener.
It's very nice.
Like an anchor, a little golden anchor.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. I'm just checking our subscriber count, because I wanted to just share with you.
You're obsessed.
I'm seeing if it's gone up in the last 45
She's
minutes.
She's mercenary.
It's gone down. I'm not even kidding.
No. To three.
We lost one. Right. I just wanted to share with
it's
you.
It's
a show. We started as a podcast.
It was the Cups, wasn't it?
On iTunes and Spotify and wherever you find podcasts. And we did that for a while. And then we started doing it on YouTube as well, uploading it to YouTube. And then we started recording it on YouTube. So we're really quite new to YouTube, but while we had the channel, we thought we'll do some vlogs, we'll do some extras. Now, anyone who's ever tried to start a YouTube channel at zero subscribers, it's not what you think. It's not like make some videos, put them up, and bing, people watch. It just doesn't work like that. It's so hard to crack the algorithm. It's such a drip drip feed, but we've reached what is, according to YouTube experts, the hardest milestone, is 250 subscribers. And we reached it this week, and we're now at 285 as well. So it kind of...
Are we?
Yeah, well, it was 286, and I've just checked it. Sometimes does that,
it
though,
does
doesn't it?
A bit, doesn't
it blips up and down. So we're up to 285 subscribers, and it really is quite a big thing. I mean, we've been at higher numbers on the podcast for quite a while anyway, haven't we? It's the YouTube thing that's just suddenly taken off. So I just want, if you are a new subscriber this week, or you've hopped on because of the cruise content, really thank you so much. This is us. This is what we do every week.
But I'm part also, of it too.
Who's that guy?
That guy. Also, we've got Disneyland Paris vlogs coming up. We've got a Disneyland Paris trip here. We've got a Disneyland Paris trip from us. We've got other planning things. I do DVC things. You do book reviews. So there's plenty of content up and coming. And I just want to say thank you to any new subscribers, because there was little celebrations going on via Facebook Messenger today. Yeah. Wasn't it?
Mark with a Q has appeared, and he says congratulations.
Hello, Mark with a Q.
Hi, Mark with a Q, and Claire says well done. The Dunn family says it's all about the clickbait. Now, on my own channel, I refuse. There's a standard now of thumbnail. Like the ones that get the most clicks are like a close up of a face, and then an object, and then maybe like an enigmatic title, like
in a hideous font.
Is this the most delicious snack in Disney World? But I, even though I know this, I refuse to do it on my, my personal videos. Even though I know it'll get me more likes, I just, I can't. Mm.
And they're better for it, Hugh, they're better for it.
Do you know what? Innovate, don't imitate. Yeah.
Don't you feel like we talk shop a lot at the moment on the show?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to mention our fundraiser again.
Yeah, that that was the next thing on the list. And then we've got Frozen to record,
yeah,
haven't
so
we?
Yeah, so we need to go.
Here he is. The with unicorn. His unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patreon is doing really well. Thank you to everybody who contributes to, on Patreon. As we've said before, we're raising £100 so we can buy some more of these. I'm going to pick this up. It might be a bit noisy. Some more of these microphones here. So we have one at the moment, but what we'd ideally like...
That looked like I birthed that.
What we'd ideally like to do is have three so that we're not having to shout over to the microphones and we can get a much crisper, more sultry voice coming from all of us. Mm. And when we've got that, as we've mentioned in the last couple of weeks, we've got some awesome prizes to give away, yeah, from Hugh doing a drawing to listener Bob doing some pyrography. Pyrography? Pyroglyphics? Yeah. That sounds better, doesn't
it? I like
it?
The sound of that.
Bunch of books, bunch of Disney related books to give away and all sorts of bits and bats, just to say thank you. So if you're interested in doing that, again, no pressure, go and join us on Patreon. The link's in the chat, in the chat, in the comments, and
I think you changed the settings, didn't you?
Yes.
So people could do a one-time payment instead of having to subscribe. So if you're not interested in subscribing to a Patreon thing, we do understand that, and we're not really doing it to like hook you or anything.
But you will need to cancel your subscription after. So basically, if you go in and sign up, then you can donate whatever you want from £3 upwards or whatever the dollar equivalent is or wherever you are. But then if once you've done that and you've paid, if you then come away from it, then you don't need to keep contributing towards it as you go along. You can if you like. It's entirely up to you. All the money, as we mentioned before, just goes into... to the show and improving what we've got from this, green screens behind us to buttons that I press to make Tiki Cup music play, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yay!
But not the alcohol that comes out of our own pockets.
Yes. As do the Dole Whips.
And the Hella Spiced Ketchup.
That's all we've got for you today. So we do want to just tell you that when we hang up here, we are going to be recording our classic show in which we're going to be reviewing and talking about the history and background of the 2013 film Frozen. Have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah, it's a bit of an obscure one, that, isn't it?
Well, you say we're talking about the background and the history. It's a review.
It's a review. Yes. A review of Frozen. So that will be up on Tuesday?
Probably tomorrow at some point, yeah. Yes. On here and on in the Classics podcast.
Yep, so if you're interested in that, you can find it all the usual places. We will be back next Sunday at 8:30. And we haven't talked about what we're discussing, have we?
No.
No.
We'll figure it out.
Keep an eye on Twitter. Okay, so thank you all very much. Thank you all to our new visitors today. And
yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.